Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is in place, but for how long? That's the headline. David Dolan comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Can you give us an update on the ceasefire? Why did it come about, and do you think it will last?
Well, Jimmy, as of right now, it looks like it is holding in terms of rocket fire and that. And that was after over 4,000 Palestinian rockets had been fired. The Israelis believe they had won a victory in what they were calling Operation Guardian of the Walls. What walls are they talking about? Well, this started in Jerusalem, of course, where, Jimmy, on Friday there was rioting again. 11 days of fighting. Jimmy, the initial assessments in Israel were that the victory that Israel claimed was quite good, that they did a substantial amount of damage to Hamas, and the Hamas people were saying, of course, the opposite, that they did great damage to Israel and shocked them, and they were celebrating on Friday in all sorts of Palestinian towns and cities. But also on Friday, the Haaretz newspaper published an interview with senior Israeli army commanders who said that their second assessment was that they didn't do as much damage as they had hoped they would. They did get, dozens of miles of underground tunnels destroyed, but the rockets themselves are mostly intact, they believe. They maybe took out 10% of Hamas's rocket potential. That's good. And the conclusions that most are making is that this is a temporary hold on the full-scale fighting, but that the ground Palestinian uprising, if you will, or the violence that occurred in many places on Friday, not only in Jerusalem and again on the Temple Mount, there were clashes. There were dozens of Palestinians injured. These are young men, mostly who weren't even alive during the last uprising. And they actually chanted against the Grand Mufti, the chief Muslim leader, as he was starting his speech on the Temple Mount on Friday, saying, "We reject you. We are the sons of Mohammed Deif, who is the military commander of Hamas." So Hamas has an army all over the place, Jimmy, and the ground violence will probably continue. And it's just a matter of time, most are saying, before we have the next round of major exchanges.
David Dolan reporting on the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. David Dolan's report gave us the facts of the ceasefire, but also revealed how short-lived this ceasefire may be. It is tangible evidence of how elusive peace is in the Middle East today. This pause in fighting the war is helping us to wait for the Antichrist to come on the scene to establish a false peace. That's Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...